Lau. ESPN 107.3 presents the Mid-Mo Smoke Show with expert advice from the pitmaster, Lyle Quast, owner of the Ring of Fire Barbecue in Sullivan on ESPN 107.3.
Hey, welcome to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3 in beautiful Rolla, Missouri. I am your host, the pitmaster, Lyle Quast, owner and operator of Ring of Fire Barbecue Food Truck and Catering in Sullivan. As usual in the studio is my co-host and producer, Colin Fisher. And you can join me every Saturday at 9 a.m. right here on Mid-Mo's ESPN 107.3 or online at ESPN1073.com to listen to any of our previous shows. If you have something you'd like to add, just give us a call at 573-364-1045 or text us at 573-BBQ-BBQ-9. And this first segment of the Mid-Mo Smoke Show is brought to you by the Peterson Oil and Asphalt, family-owned and operated and filling propane in Sullivan and surrounding areas since 1934. You can now pre-order your propane, and working with Peterson Oil is a blast.
Yeah, we keep mentioning that pre-ordering the propane, and it's starting to get there. The weather's, there have been a couple days that have cooled off a little bit. I've been really enjoying the weather this past week.
Oh, I have too.
And, it's still not too late, but I imagine, with the Missouri standard, all of a sudden, it's just going to be real cold.
Yeah.
We're going to skip straight through fall and go right to winter.
And people are going to look at their tanks and go, oh, well, I got enough to make it until I,
chew.
And then next morning they wake up and it's cold as can be.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, I was really enjoying the last week. We had some those cold temperatures.
Oh, yeah.
It was so nice. Sitting out on the front porch, cup of coffee, just...
Yeah, I actually wore jeans one day.
Well, I thought about getting my jacket out one day, but I didn't, and so, but it's coming. Like you said, in Missouri, if you don't like the weather, just wait a while; it'll change.
Yep.
That's like I think we're supposed to have rain all weekend, is what they were saying this morning on the news.
We certainly got some Thursday. Holy cow!
We got a little bit. We didn't get a whole lot
down here. It was kind of sporadic, but it would just. Poor raining cats and dogs.
Oh, really?
For several minutes at a time, and then it'd be kind of clear, and you had a window because for me, you could tell who had a class in a different building because they came in soaking wet.
Well, see, up back in Sullivan, we got little drizzles. We never got no big rainstorms, but I got a hunch it's coming. I mean, it drizzled till about noon, and then that was it.
Yeah,
and so this would be a good weekend. If you got time and the weather the way it is, get them smokers and grills up because the days are kind of getting a little bit shorter on your window of opportunity.
Yeah, you got to be more efficient with it.
Exactly.
And what a great way to stay warm.
Standing next
to a smoker.
And not only that, get your shovel ready too because if you're one like me, in the wintertime, you'll dig it out around the snow, light your grill or your smoker and the heat off, it'll melt all the snow around it, but you got to get in there to get it started. So, we're like I said, right now hunting season's going on, and there's going to be a lot of people this weekend out there in the woods and probably camping, so they're doing the old style cooking up, on the open flame, which is something I just absolutely love doing. It is so much fun. Get them Dutch ovens out, get the grills out, the grates. Cook that meal, you get that certain smoky flavor to it. It's just, and so, I hope everybody's going to be safe too. And today we are going to be jumping all around, I guess you could say, the world, because we're going back to the Royal interviews. And today we're going to interview a couple from England. So you guys need to stay tuned. The second segment, we're going to have that. And then we're back with Rich and Bunny Tuttle. They're going to be bringing us an update from, I think they said, the Fire and Ice competition up by Kansas City.
It is Independence Fire and Ice Barbecue in Independence, Missouri.
And then they're going to let us know what happened last week in Jonesboro. If you guys were listening last week, you heard they were down there. And they said they had an absolute ball.
Yeah.
And so that'll be in our third segment today.
Yeah, we learned about a new type of degree last week.
Yes, we did.
The PHB, the Doctorate of Barbecue.
And I cannot wait to get that lady on this show.
Yeah.
I think she is really going to be a lot more informative than we even imagine. And it sounds like it takes a little while to get that PHB or whatever it is.
Well, I mean, first you got to become a master judge, which is, you know, let's say you do a competition a weekend. That's still 60% of your year.
Yes.
If you're doing every weekend just to become a master judge. And then you also still have to have cooked on a team or by yourself in some sort of competition. I don't believe there's any sort of requirement for having taken a reserve grand champion.
No, you just got to be a competition cook,
right.
Yeah.
So you have to have some experience cooking barbecue, and then you have to have a lot of experience as a judge.
And then you have to be nominated, and then you have to go before the committee.
Yeah, you got to write a thesis, you got to do an interview, all sorts of stuff. So let's assume you start as a master judge. I bet this is still at least a year if you really put your
absolutely
work into it.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't believe you'll ever see my name beside the words master judge. But I think, if I'm not mistaken, she told us there's only 34 in the United States.
Wow.
That have this degree. But we are going to get her on here. We talked to her last week. She agreed that when things slow down a little bit, she's going to come on and let us really know what it's all involved. And the little bit we got to talk to her, she sounds like she's a kind of a hoot anyhow.
Oh, yeah. And sort of some bad news to any of our regular podcast listeners. Unfortunately, due to some technical difficulties, that first segment, which was one of the best first segments we've ever done, unfortunately got lost and could not be uploaded for the podcast. So if anyone is listening to the podcast this week and doesn't know what we're talking about, that's sort of what you missed. So, you know, when in doubt, you can tune into the live show, but yeah.
Well, and you know, this stuff happens. You know, no matter how careful you are, things are going to happen, and we apologize for that. Who knows, maybe down the road we can arrange it where we do something again, you know, that's kind of along the same lines, but
yeah, well, I mean, we'll be talking to Rich and Bunny again today, and like you said, we'll have her on at some point.
Right.
You know, she's not the type of person you can only have on for one segment in the smoke show. We did not get our fill.
And, you know, we've already talked a little bit with Rich and Bunny, and they sound like they're just, I mean, rip-roaring ready to go for this competition today.
Well, this is a big one. I'm looking at the events page on kcbs.us, and I guess shout-out to the KCBS. You can go on, if you just Google KCBS and events, you can find their events page, and they're all over the country. You can enter a state, and that will narrow it down. So we've got them pulled up for Missouri, and then you can select a date range to pick,
right,
you know, this weekend, next upcoming week. So it's very useful. You can see them all, and it displays the key information there. So this is a really big competition. I'm not sure how many teams are there, but they have four KCBS reps there. So it's Rich and Bunny plus a couple, Kim and Mark Collier. So, you know, normally you'll usually see two reps, and a lot of times that's Rich and Bunny, but this time apparently even they couldn't get the job done themselves, and the prize money is $12,750.
That's a pretty good dose of prize money right there. That means that somebody's going to probably walk away. You win grand champion, you're probably looking at taking home probably $2,500.
Mm-hmm. Not a bad day. Yeah, not a bad earnings doing some barbecue.
Yeah, doing something that you like doing. And you break that down by the hour and see what you're making. And there ain't a job out there that's going to pay that good.
Oh, for sure.
And so,
well, anyway, this week there was something that sort of reminded me of a bit of barbecue with one of my classes. I'm taking Intro to Marketing Management over at the university. And we did sort of a case study on a new product that was being put out by Heinz, and it's called Mayochup.
It's called what?
Mayochup.
What is that?
It is mayonnaise and ketchup.
Oh, boy.
And basically all they've done is just mixed it together and combined it into one bottle so you can squirt it. And that's, you know, handy if you find yourself really wanting some mayonnaise and ketchup. Now, apparently, most places in the world already have something that's either this or something incredibly similar. And I think Heinz has even sold this in other countries and has just now or more recently brought it to the U.S. And so it's kind of a, I don't know, it's one of those I'd be hesitant to try, but I figure if you're the type of person who likes some mayonnaise and some ketchup on your burger, and this is just that right concentration.
Well, yeah.
But that got me to thinking about, you know, some condiments. And if you are a regular listener of the Smoke Show, you know, there are a couple of motifs when it comes to sauce here. A, Yummy Tummy.
Oh, yeah.
We always plug Josh with Yummy Tummy. You can get it at Cooking From Scratch, or if you can get a hold of Matt Glenn, he is also a distributor. And it's just some of the best sauce we've ever tried, and we're still trying and failing to find something that it does not go good on.
Well, speaking of that, you know, my daughter, I guess, has become a taste tester for Josh.
Okay.
You know, and she bought some catfish nuggets the other day. They cooked them up, and they took the Yummy Tummy, diluted it just a little bit with apple juice, and
okay,
put some sweet relish in it.
All right.
She said that was the best dipping sauce she ever had.
Hmm.
So, you know, like you said, I don't think they're... That stuff sounds like you could put it on a shoe leather and still make it taste good.
Yeah, give me enough Yummy Tummy and I'll put it down. But got me thinking, so then the second motif is that we like to use sauce pretty sparingly.
Right.
You know, the best way I've heard it put was on the Traeger Show by Cowboy Bob. It's sauce is a condiment, not an ingredient.
Exactly.
And so you see it mentioned in a lot of recipes because it can be an essential part of a flavor profile, certainly. But you don't want that to be where most of your flavor is coming from. You want the flavor to be coming from the meat, and you want the sauce to kind of complement or accent it.
Yes.
So with that in mind, we look at it as more of a condiment than an ingredient, like I said. But I wanted to find some sort of other condiments that I hadn't really ever heard of, and there are quite a few. Here's one called Comeback Sauce, which is a rich, creamy concoction that originated in Mississippi. It's commonly used as a salad dressing and as a dip for fried food. Now, the fried food dip, that sounds pretty enticing.
Yeah.
So it's a close relative of French remoulade. And it calls for plenty of mayonnaise plus some horseradish and cayenne pepper to give it a spicy kick. So I imagine that on some good fries or maybe even hush puppies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that there's no doubt about it. And if you got horseradish and you got hot sauce, you got the makings of anything. You can take a glass of water, dump it in there, and still make it taste good.
Yeah, and the only other thing I wanted to mention right before we go into this break was in the light of the interview that we'll be doing on the next segment, this is something called HP sauce. It's a savory brown sauce and is a hit in England. While in Americans, you can mostly find it in sort of the ethnic specialty stores. It's a spicy, complex combination of tomatoes, malt vinegar, dates, tamarind, and rye flour. So over a burger or as a dipping sauce for some fries, it actually sounds pretty good. So I'm going to see if I can get a hold of this and give
that
it a try.
That stuff is excellent. Because we had it back home,
mm-hmm.
And the best way to describe it is A1 steak sauce.
Huh. All right.
That's pretty close. But, all right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Coming up in segment two, we are going to be talking to Ed and Emma Gash from England. So make sure you stay tuned to ESPN 107.3. You listen to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show, and I'm Law Quas. We'll be right back.
The Mid-Mo Smoke Show is on ESPN 107.3.
Wait, I worry what you just heard was, give me a lot of bacon and eggs. What I said was, give me all the bacon and eggs you have.
ESPN 107.3, and this segment is brought to you by Huddle House in Cuba, home of the Huddle Up's Rewards Program. Huddle up and hurry into your Cuba Huddle House today. Any meal, anytime. And like I said, when this segment here, you know, anybody who's been listening, that we went to the Royal, and we actually got lucky enough to meet this couple that we're going to have on the show right now. They had just completed their international competition and they took the grand championship. So, you know, you're going to have to listen. They got that hard British accent, so hopefully you'll be able to pick it out, you know, as good as we did then, but
yeah,
we'll just go ahead from there.
Hey, welcome back. We are back here at the Royal, and we got a real special treat for you. We managed to track down our international winners from England. And I'll let them tell you where they're actually from, because I mess up the names real bad. And Ed, what is your last name?
It's Gash, G-A-S-H.
G-A-S-H. And your wife?
Is Emma.
Emma. And they just won the Royal for the international contest. They came all the way over here from England to show us Americans how to do it. And so congratulations, folks. That is just awesome.
Yeah, we're still pretty speechless about it. It's, you know, we're in Kansas City. You know, it's like one of the barbecue meccas of the world. You're competing against all of the best teams in the Invitational. You know, anyone that has won a contest gets an invite, and everyone's here to beat each other up, but, you know, actually...
To win. Absolutely.
And somehow some guys from across, you know, a couple from across the pond have managed to come over and cause a bit of an upset, which we're stoked about. It's insane for us.
I don't consider it an upset, because you guys earned it.
Yeah.
There's a reason you won it. There's a reason you were at this contest.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but, you know, there's a lot of things with, you know, people automatically, you know, think of barbecue. They think of, you know, people in the South or in the Midwest, you know, cooking over big stick burn, you know, with logs and all that kind of stuff, because it's in your tradition.
Right.
Whereas it's still very new for us in Europe and, you know, in other parts of the world. So I think there's some, you know, to be fair, it is a bit of an upset. It will have shocked a few people. It shocked the heck out of us. That's the thing I can say.
Well, I guess that was a good surprise for coming over here, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And speaking of England, and you were just, you know, hitting and missing on this, what kind of a smoker do you cook on back there? And I've got to ask you a question, because I don't know if it's the right country or not.
Sure.
People say there's a lot of moss, peat moss up there that you guys use for cooking on and stuff.
No. Oh, well, I mean, you know, people used to use it, and some people do for more like if they're cooking in their fires.
Okay.
Because they still use it as a fuel. But, you know, we imported our smokers. So we use Gateway Drum smokers from Washington, Missouri. You know, we actually imported them into the UK, and we travel all around Europe with them, you know, in KCBS contests. You know, we'll probably do like 21 contests this year.
That's pretty good.
I think we drove last year something like 18,000 miles doing contests in like Germany, Italy, Austria, Holland, Belgium, you know, England, Scotland, all over.
Well, that's dedication too.
It's a lot of fun. You know, it's a lot of miles, you know, and to be fair, me and the wife, somehow we spend a lot of time in the car with each other, and we don't kill each other. So, you know, it's good.
Then you got a fantastic marriage.
Yes.
Maybe a bunch of these guys maybe ought to go over to England and learn how to get married to the right ladies. But now, when you're doing the KCBS over there, is it the same meats, the brisket, the butt?
It's the same meats. We don't get the same, you know, we don't get the same quality of some of the products. So, you know, the briskets over here, you know, we're using a Wagyu product. It's
right.
You know, it's fantastic quality. The pigs, you know, the pork in America is grown to a bigger size. So,
right.
You know, you grow them to about, I think it's like 200 pounds.
250 before we
250.
Sell them.
We grow them to like 150.
Oh, okay.
So they're a lot smaller. So, you know, our ribs are always a lot smaller. So, you know, when I'm cooking the ribs this morning, you know, today, and I'm just like, wow, I wish I could take a load of these home. It's,
we can arrange that. CSX has a refrigerated container that will go to England. Yeah. Just think how shocking that would be when you pulled up at the competition. But I do know that England, though, has some outstanding flavoring in their pork.
Yeah, I mean, we have outstanding flavoring. It's just the small, you know, it's quite small. You
right.
Know? We have a lot of rare heritage breeds.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, we live in a small town, actually a village, you know, I grew up in a village outside of that town, and, you know, I knew all of the farmers that supplied the local butcher. You know, so I could actually drive along the road and see the farm that the pigs are coming from.
Right.
You know, and I know exactly what the breed is. I know how they've grown up. And, yeah, they taste fantastic, but they're just a lot smaller.
Right. Well, you know, I'm going to ask you, being your international winner and stuff, the reason we're doing this is we are trying to help our listeners get over their fear of cooking or getting into competitions. Yep. What kind of advice can you give them? I mean, it's got to be tough over there weather-wise and everything. What kind of advice can you give them?
The biggest advice that I would give people is just get into it. You know, you will have a blast. Don't take it too serious. You know, it's one of the things I love about barbecuing and contests is it's the only place where it's acceptable to be drinking a beer at 7 in the morning.
Oh, well, yeah, because you haven't gone to bed yet.
Well, yeah. You know, and you have, like, people with the 707 lucky drink.
Oh, yeah.
It's like it's a tradition.
Yes, it is.
So, you know, it's like, I have a lot of stress in my day job, and I come to barbecue to relax. My golf game is terrible. I much prefer to cook and drink beer, see friends. If you're thinking about it, if you're on the fence of whether to do it or not, just do it. Sign up to one. Turn up. You'll meet a load of great people. You know, I haven't met a bad person in barbecue
right.
10 years that I've been in it.
We're all one big family.
Yeah.
And that's all you can ask for,
yeah.
You know, and stuff like that. And you shouldn't admit that your golf game's bad. You're from over there where, you know, golf's pretty popular.
Yeah, I'm more of a slugger rather than the fine putting part of it.
I can admit my game's bad because,
yeah.
You know, I got other sports that I do. So,
yeah.
And you're right. You know, the one thing, and bless everybody here, this is our first Open, the Royal, that we've been to,
yeah.
Paul and I, and we wanted to do this, interview a lot of people, and nobody has turned us down.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I come up to you tonight. Yeah, if you got time, let's go.
Yeah.
You know, that's you don't have to be a cooker to be in the family.
No, exactly that. You can be a judge. You can be an organizer, you can be a rep. You know, it is one big, just open community. And we want to see new people coming in as well because, you know, it helps it grow, it helps it evolve. You know, I mean, there's nothing worse for me when I talk to people back in England that aren't into barbecue about, oh, you know, I compete in barbecue contests. And they're like, oh, so you know how to cook a burger. And it's like, no, I'm talking about cooking ribs, briskets, pork
right.
shoulders. You know, the more interesting stuff. Don't get me wrong, I love a burger, but, you know, that's not what it's about. It's so the more that we can spread the word about it, get more people involved in it, educate more people.
Exactly.
The bigger the sport's going to get. And, yeah, I do call it a sport. It's, you know,
it is. It's an endurance sport.
Yeah. It's
there's no doubt about that.
You know, so yeah, you know. It's great to see new people come in, and everyone's always very welcoming.
And now I guess when you guys go home, you're going to kind of be some celebrities, aren't you?
Probably not. It's it's one of those things. In the UK, it's like 99% of the population doesn't even know that barbecue competitions happen. And out of those 99%, like 99% of them don't, you know, aren't that into it. But I'm sure, to be fair, we've won... For us, this is the biggest contest in the world.
Right.
You know, it's the American Royal Invitational. It's the best of the best. You know, the Open is the biggest contest, but, you know, there's a lot of luck that you got to have to get through that one.
Right.
The Invitational, it's more, you know, master judges. It's the one that's always been on the bucket list. And, yeah, I'm a happy guy.
Well, I know we have had an absolute blast being here this weekend. I'm so thrilled that everybody is... agreed to do this for us and give our listeners something to look forward to, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
You know, get the monkey off their back where they're ready to just go at it.
Yeah. I mean, just go to a contest. I mean, you know, there are so many forums online as well. You know, it's like go on Facebook, look up for, like, barbecue groups. You know, if you're uncertain about it, if you want to get into it, just put a message on there. Go on to, like, Barbecue Brethren, which is a forum. You know, and from there, you can just say, hey, I'm thinking about getting into a contest. Does someone mind if I join you?
Right.
You know, and say what region you're in. I am sure somebody will offer it.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
We have it in the UK where we've had, you know, we've had three or four different people come and cook with us. And then, you know, they've gone on to set up their own teams.
Well, our blessing is I used to competition cook. So I know not all of them, but a lot of the teams out here. And I think that's what helped us to get some of these interviews.
Yeah.
But still... You know, it's a busy day.
Yeah.
They didn't have to do it.
Yeah.
And I want to thank everybody that did because it is really going to boost us. And like I was telling you earlier, we do go over to England. You know, you can get our show over there. So maybe you guys will think about listening to us and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe if you got a question, text us. Or if you got an answer for somebody, text us. And we can go from there, you know.
Sounds good.
I'd like to think that we're going to develop a good, you know, good friendship and stuff like that. And, again, I would just love to thank you guys. And congratulations.
Thank you very much.
It's a big deal to us, even here in America.
Yeah, yeah.
It is a big deal when somebody comes in and wins and we get to meet them and stuff. So it's great.
Thank you.
So I'd like to thank our friends here from England for coming by. Ed and
Emma.
I am terrible with names. I'm sorry. From now on, I'm going to get big name tags. And so we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
This is the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3.
For weeks afterwards, there are flecks of meat in my mustache, and I refuse to clean it because every now and then, a piece of meat will fall into my mouth.
Hey, welcome back to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3 or online at ESPN1073.com. I am your host, Lyle Quast. I have my co-host, Colin Fisher, here. And this segment is brought to you by Cowtown USA in Cuba. Your next UTV or ATV is only one click away at CowtownUSAInc.com. And this segment here is our barbecue society. And we have Rich and Bunny Tuttle. They are calling in today. I think they said they are at the fire and ice competition. Is that correct?
That's right. We're actually standing right now in the Mavericks Arena.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We don't see any Mavericks, but we sure see the ice.
Well,
it's cold in there.
You guys are just moving uptown, I'm telling you.
That's right. I got two terrific judges today. I have Joe Otto and I have Bill Capstack. These guys have been around for quite some time. Both of them have been on the board of directors. And they're kind of here to give their perspective of barbecue and on their side.
Okay. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. Doing good. Thank you.
Are you staying warm in there?
It's cold.
Yeah, it is. So are you guys master judges? Is that what they said?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Well, for the people that don't really know, why don't you give them a kind of a breakdown what a master judge is?
A master judge has taken the initial judge training program. They've judged 30 contests. They've cooked with a team, and they've taken a test, the master judge test, and passed it. After all of that, you become a master judge.
And how many times have you judged, Joe?
I've judged 195 contests.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'd say you're qualified to know what's going on.
I've judged 233.
Now that's Bill.
Wow.
Now, standing here looking at both of them, you couldn't tell they judge that much. They're pretty skinny guys.
Well, you know, barbecue's good for you, you know. That's one of the best ways to get people to eat it. Say, hey, you'll lose weight if you eat barbecue.
Lots of protein.
There you go. 100%. So, you know, since you guys are master judges, and we have a lot of people that are listening to our show that really don't know, you know, when they're turning in, what do you guys look for? I mean, kind of break that down for us a little bit.
Well, we judge on appearance and then taste and tenderness of each entry that we get. There's six judges to a table. So each team has to turn at least enough meat for six judges. And we usually get six samples, six different teams product at when we do chicken, ribs, pork and brisket.
Right.
And then after we do the appearance score for each of the entries, then we each get a box. The box is passed around the table and we take a sample and put it on our plate. and after we get all of the samples that were delivered to our table, then we start judging.
Okay. And so I know from when me competing and stuff and turning in boxes, you judges eat basically pretty good, don't you?
Absolutely.
You know,
best barbecue you'll ever have.
I've had a couple of them that weren't so good, though, Joe.
Well, true.
That's right.
You have to be honest as judges. I mean, you got nine being the highest, and you as excellent, doesn't say perfect, it just says excellent, down to two being like inedible. Like if I spit it out and I can't swallow it, you know, it gets a two.
Yeah, I've had one of them. Just one.
Raw chicken.
Yeah, raw chicken is two.
No, mine wasn't chicken. Mine was ribs.
Pardon me?
Mine was ribs when I got my two.
You got a two on your ribs?
Yeah. I didn't know what I was doing.
Kyle?
Hey, I'm much better now since I have my mentors to help me.
That's good. Was that Colin?
Yeah. So
I'll taste test for you, but I got nothing useful to say.
Now, okay, as your master judges, now do people actually call KCBS and say, hey, I want these judges to come in? Is that what happens, or how does that work?
No, we have sign-up programs. Through our website, all of the contests are published, and you go to the events and you find the contest in your area or an area you want to travel to. And some of the contests we sign up online through our website. Some of them you send an email or make a phone call to the organizer and request to be part of the contest. It's a pretty good worked out system. There's a couple of kinks now and then, but for the most part, it works out real well.
Well, when you get into the big competitions, you know, there's going to be an odd kink here and there. You can't have that many competitors without something maybe going wrong, you know, and stuff. So did you guys get to judge at the Royal?
Yes, we were both at the Royal this year, both contests, the Invitational and the Open.
Oh, okay. Well, so did you guys just strictly do the meat competition, or were you in on other aspects of it, too, like the desserts and all that?
We did not do the desserts or sides this year. We just did the meats competition.
Oh, okay, because when we were there, where we were set up, we got to see a lot of the sides and the desserts go in to get turned in. Man, that would have made it a little bit tough on me.
It is. The Royal, what we did specifically this year was check the scorecards before they went to be put into the computer.
Oh, okay.
Make sure they're accurate, make sure they're that things are in order on the scorecards themselves. Now, when the sides and desserts are going on at the Royal, there's also a kids queue that's being done at the same time.
Right. So, all right. Well, guys, I appreciate you being on the show. I know Bunny's got another lady that she would like us to talk to. I think it's from the KCBS.
Yeah, that's true. She's real busy. I'm trying to move her little butt over here. So she's just real busy with the judges right now. But if I go down there, you're not going to be able to hear her, and she can't hear you. So here she comes. She's walking up here.
Okay, well, good.
Do you want to go to a break, or?
Well, we may have to go to a break here pretty quick. If you want, try to get her up there. We'll take a break, and when you come back,
she's right
we'll...
here.
Oh, she here already? Okay.
Okay, here she is. This is Kim.
Hi, Kim. How are we doing?
Good. How you doing, Kim?
Excellent.
So I hear you're a pretty busy lady today.
Yeah.
Well, I know. You know, you guys can handle that. I've seen what goes on in competitions. So, Kim, give us a breakdown. You know, there's a lot of people don't know how to go about getting involved in the KCBS, what all is involved in it for them to actually be in there. Could you maybe just give us a quick rundown of what's all involved?
Well, there's so many different aspects of being part of KCBS. It's not just one type of position or another. So you have a team to compete at contests, which they can't have a contest unless there's organizers willing to put on a contest for them to compete at.
Right.
And then we need the judges to judge the products that the team has. So the best way for anyone to really get involved with KCBS is to go to the KCBS website, which is kcbs.us, and kind of figure out where they want to fit in. So as a team, you can register your team to get Team of the Year points, which is where teams compete at different events, and then we pay out the top 25 across the nation. As a judge, you can register to become a certified judge, and that's where the people go around from every event and, you know, start judging, which is a great way to spend your day eating great barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
Across the nation and stuff like that. And you become a family in the judging area. And same thing with the team. Everyone becomes a family. Every weekend is a family reunion in a different city and town. I consider barbecue competition the modern-day gypsies. We come into a town, we take over the parking lot or a field, we set up, we make the place smell great, we hang out, we talk to each other, we harass each other, and then, you know, we get judged the next day by the judges, and then we clean up our spot, we go home, and like we've never been there, and then we do it all again the next weekend. So,
well, what's neat with the KCBS is, if you mention somebody's name, they don't know who you are. But you mention the team name, and everybody knows who it is.
Exactly. Exactly. A lot of people know teams by their team name, not necessarily who the head cook is. Just because when we post out on our website, we don't actually post the head cook's name. We just post the team name. So when people go out and search and stuff like that, especially with the restaurants, a lot of these teams have our restaurants and catering.
Right.
And that's what they see. So when they go to our search engine to look for local restaurants by these teams, that's what they're looking for. So
I've also found it interesting, at least at the Royal that I saw, there were a lot of teams with very distinct, you know, cooking rigs and pits. And in a lot of cases, you know, Lyle, that's how we found
Tuffy Stone.
Yeah, that's how we found Tuffy, was we were looking for his pit. And so it's interesting sort of the aesthetic that a lot of these teams will put on and how that kind of contributes towards their brand and just the uniqueness that they offer.
Yep, yep. A lot of the top 25 teams, I would say, or some of the teams across the nation, they do have their own pits. I mean, we've got Tim with Shake and Bake, he has the cans who kind of like started marketing the cooking on hot and fast, and everyone knows him, you know, because of the cans and everything. Sitting with Myron Mixon with his water cooler cooker and Tuffy and stuff like that. So, yeah, everyone has their specially unique pets, and then, you know, we still got new ones coming up. I mean, Traeger has really taken over. And then we have Green Mountain that's really, really starting to come on the market, too.
Well, I think, you know, that's like I was telling Colin when we were on the way down. You know, I watched a lot of those barbecue pitmaster shows, and I think they ought to come back on because people who are wanting to get into it, those are so informative about what's going on. And they have their little tips and everything else, you know. But that's how I got to know a lot of the teams, too. I don't cook against. I watch them. You see their rigs and stuff like that. You know what they're all about. So I think that was a great thing there that happened. And maybe you guys can get in and nudge somebody and get that show back on TV again.
Yeah, that would be awesome to be able to do that.
It would. Well, Kim, I want to thank you for coming on and helping us. And, you know, letting our listeners know that it's not like going to get a tooth pulled. You know, it's basically pretty simple and painless to get involved in all this stuff. So
it really is. It really is. And, you know, and I tell people that if they don't want to be, if they don't want to put in the expense of competing, you know, there's always becoming a judge. And even though there's also a lot of expense for the judges for their travel and hotel stays and stuff like that, because a lot of our judges, they don't just judge in their area. They drive to different states to judge.
Right.
Get involved with the organizer. Help out with the organizer for the weekend of the contest. You know, you can get to know the teams that way and talk to them and all that kind of stuff, because organizers always need volunteer help.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
All righty. Well, Bunny, if you're there, if you want to hang on after our break, we'll come back and you can tell us what happened last week in Arkansas, and we'll just wrap this thing up then.
We'll do it. I'll be here.
Okay. Well, we're going to take another break. Make sure you don't go anywhere, because when we come back, we'll have Bunny telling us about what happened in Arkansas, plus our recipe of the week, which is kind of salute to the international team we had talked to earlier. So you're listening to the Mid Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3 or online at ESPN1073.com. I'm Lyle Quast. We'll be right back.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. It's the Mid Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3.
The whole point of this country is if you want to eat garbage, balloon up to 600 pounds, and die of a heart attack at 43, you can. You are free to do so. To me, that's beautiful.
Hey, welcome back to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show. I am your host, Lyle Quast. And this segment of our show is brought to you by Wind Supply in Rolla, offering the best prices and selection on Traeger pellet cookers and Milwaukee tools. That's Wind Supply of Rolla, located on Twitty Drive in Rolla. And now we got, we're going to have our recipe of the week a little later. And this segment is brought to you by Timber Charcoal, making outstanding hardwood lump charcoal for over 40 years and available at Cox Brothers in St. James. And now we on the line, we got Rich and Bunny Tuttle. And they are going to give us kind of an update of what happened last week in Arkansas. And so, hi, guys. How you doing?
Doing good.
You sound all perky this morning.
Well, how about that?
It's
so freaking cold up here. Standing on ice.
I'm standing on a hockey rink. You think I'm going to fall asleep?
No, not if you want to, you know, keep from getting frostbite and stuff. So how was Jonesboro last week?
Jonesboro was an excellent contest. It went really well. Actually, we had more teams than we had judges to cover them. There was a couple of tables that ended up having to judge seven of one category. One table actually had to judge eight of the ribs.
We just rolled the judges out when they were done.
Well, yeah, because that's a whole lot of ribs we have to eat at one time.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, but I could do it.
But the one reason we brought that up is because we're kind of in need of certified barbecue judges down in that area. So next year, Jonesboro is going to host on a Thursday night before their contest, they're going to host a certified barbecue judge class. Also, we really want to push you guys to have one in your area because those people could possibly come down and judge that event because we really do need more certified barbecue judges. And I'm sure that some of those people in your area would not mind eating some good ribs and chicken and pork and brisket.
Oh, yeah, you'd probably have to twist a rubber arm, you know, to get them down there and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure we would. maybe we can get Colin to take one of those classes.
Well, you know, Colin, he likes to get sleepy when he eats too much. No, not really.
Put him up here on this hockey rink. I doubt if he's going to fall asleep.
I'd like to see him up there on a set of skates. How about that?
Well, we had a ton of kids skating yesterday. It was awesome. They had bouncy houses, and they had a kids' queue last night.
Oh, okay.
And that's one thing we want Jonesboro to try and do, too, is a kids' queue maybe next year. They do have a state contest. And let me tell you what, those bands down there, they were awesome. They were so good. It was Fuel and Smash Mouth, and good times were had. And they have so many vendors down there. We walked down the street of the vendors there on another area, and the smell down the street was just to die for.
Oh yeah, that there's something about that smoke in the air that just it makes food taste so much better too.
Yeah, all the cookers get them all hungry, and then they don't have anywhere to go get anything to eat. So they have they're very smart. They put up a bunch of barbecue trailers up there, and I had a Rice Krispie treat, and they had ice cream and all that good carnival stuff, you know.
Snow cones, funnel cakes, you know the deal.
Oh, yeah, all the good stuff. But you know what? That stuff, because you walk around, you can tell yourself you're not going to gain weight no matter how much of that you're going to eat because I'm walking.
That's right. Not this weekend.
So, all right. Well, hey, I appreciate you guys calling in. I appreciate your help on getting those judges to talk to us and Kim Collier and everything. And where are you guys going to be next week?
We're actually going to do a licensed contest sanctioned by KCBS. It's not sanctioned by KCBS, but KCBS licensed. We just go down. There's like 18 teams. It's going to be in Overland Park. And we just go in and help him try to understand our rules so he can be sanctioned next year.
Okay.
He wasn't quite ready, so he didn't get passed by the board.
All right. Well, maybe then if you guys got time, we'll hear from you next week and see what's going on.
Sounds good to me.
All right, guys, have a great weekend.
You too.
Thanks a lot.
All right, bye-bye. All right, now we are recipe of the week. Colin and I were trying to figure it out, and I think he came up with a good recipe that's kind of a salute to a team we had on earlier from England. It's American what?
The American version of bangers and mash. It's a beer brat cheese fries, and I'll try to get the recipe all wrangled up. It's a little bit difficult to find, but I'll have that posted on our blog at ESPN1073.com/Midmo Smoke Show. But it's essentially just chili cheese fries, but replace the chili with beer brats. So you take four beef bratwursts smoked, half a cup of onions, some salt and pepper, a cup of beer, a cup of cheddar cheese, a half cup of cream cheese, and then 3/4 of a bag of frozen fries. And like I said, I'll try to get all those instructions tracked down. But I'll share this picture. But oh, it looks all right. It just, you know, one of those things that I imagine would go real well as a side. Or, heck, if you made enough of it, this is just your meal.
Oh, it could be your whole meal, yeah. That's what I was kind of thinking when you brought that up, you know, that. Well, how much better can it be? You get French fries, you got brats.
Mm-hmm.
It's American barbecue-type meal.
Yeah. And speaking of fries, we had Dickie's Barbecue on a few weeks ago, and they talked about their fries. They use this, foo-foo seasoning or whatever.
Yeah.
And I went in there with my roommate, and the food was pretty good. We got that, the Westerner sandwich deal.
Right.
That's their Wednesday deal. It was really good, the sausage and pulled pork. And then their fries, you know. I tried the foo-foo fries, and they were pretty darn good.
Okay, well, you know, different strokes for different folks.
See, I just couldn't stop laughing at the idea of some big leather-clad biker walking in, like, yeah, give me a barbecue sandwich and
foo-foo fries.
Foo-foo fries.
Yeah. Yeah, that could get your attention. So, guys, all right, well, it's time to wrap things up. The Mid-Mo Smoke Show is heard live every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. This show is produced in the Mid-Missouri Media Studios in Rolla, Missouri, and is engineered by Colin Fisher. Don't forget, you can always listen to this podcast of this show. Just go to our website at ESPN1073.com, click programming, and Mid-Mo Smoke Show. I'm Lyle Quast, and thanks for joining us. And until next week, we will smoke you later.
You've been listening to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3 with expert advice from the pitmaster, Lyle Quast. Saturdays from 9 till 10 a.m. on ESPN 107.3.